Phoebe, can you do me a favor? Can you try this on? I just want to make sure it fits.
Oh, my first birthday present. Oh, this is really...
Oh, no, no, no. It's for Ursula. I just figured, you know, size-wise.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, fits.
Are you seeing her again tonight?
Yep. Ice capades.
Wow, this is serious. I've never known you to pay money for any kind of capade.
I don't know. I like her, you know? She's different. There's, something about her.
That you like. We get it. You like her. Great.
Hey, Phoebe, I asked you and you said it was okay.
All right, well, maybe now it's not okay.
Okay. Well, maybe now I'm not okay with it not being okay.
Okay.
Knit, good woman, knit, knit.
And that's the Chrysler Building right there.
Oh,
Nina.
Mr. Douglas. Cool tie.
She's still here.
Yes, yes, she is. Didn't I memo you on this? See, after I let her go, I got a call from her psychiatrist, Dr. Flynn, and Dr. Flynn, and Dr. Flynn. And he informed me that she took the news rather badly. In fact, he mentioned the word frenzy.
You're kidding. She seems so...
Oh, no, no. Nina, she is woo, 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 woo. In fact, if you asked her right now, she would have no recollection of being fired at all. None at all.
That's unbelievable.
And yet believable. So I've decided not to fire her again until I can be assured that she will be no threat to herself or others.
I see. I guess you never really know what's going on inside a person's head.
Well, I guess that's why they call it psychology, sir.